Boker Tov. Good morning, Boker Tov. We're continuing the halachot of the Chavetz Chaim. I think this week, maybe the last week, or maybe one more week, we'll see. Maybe one or two more weeks, and then we have to start a new book, God willing. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shlomah, Vol Chaim, Vichlalam, Chemda, Baruch HaBachad Ujjan, and then Melchon Rukav, Rifuah, Sarab, and Manir, Shalom, Messarah, David, Menachan, Yafah, Vadar, Rifuah, Vadar, Rifuah, Vadar, Rifuah, Vadar, Serafim, Serafim, and Leah, Moshe, Vachana, Yafah, Vad Miriam, Yehudah, Ben Yafah, Chaya, Sarab, Sifah, Vacham, Rechanan, Simchan, Ben Malka, Miriam, and Achiv, Dizben, Miriam, Chana, Leana, Vad Naomi, Rachel, Esther, Vatama, Esther, Vacharan, Ah, Gabriel, Gidu, Barakha, Dan, Messer, Saman, Ali, Yakov, and Taman, Lakai, Yashav, Ben Eter, Ben Yafah, Yosef, Ben Rosh, Moshe, Penina, Yosef, Ben Yafah, Daniel, Ben Dina, Simcha ben Le'a, Ephraim ben Le'a, Chaya Lili, Bat Le'a Margalit, Bat Le'a Odavdil, Nishmat, David ben Eliyahu, Binyamin ben Yitzhak, Bilal ben Ephraim, Shimon ben Yisrael, Rinan Makab Adan, and Boaz ben Avraham. Today's class is going to be avoiding blame. It's a very practical halacha in the Chavetz Chaim. He talks about a case where a friend confronts someone, and let's say, for example, I left my phone on the table over here. And I come back and I see all of a sudden the phone is put in a different way, and I see someone use the apps. So I come and say, someone used my phone over here. Someone used my apps. And I see you're sitting over here. So I come and say, tell me who used my phone. And you know who it was. So what do? You coming and telling me, if I'm upset with the person, you coming and telling me, oh, it's this person, and putting him down, that would be a problematic. But you coming and saying, if there was a group of people here, and you coming and saying, it wasn't me, that's not a problem. You're not giving away who the person is. But we also discussed, if let's say, there's only two people, and if there's only two people sitting at the table, and if you say it wasn't me, I'm going to know for sure it was the other person, so then you can't say that either, because then that's revealing. But he talks about, interestingly, let's say for example, and this is something more practical, someone's in a board meeting. He's in a meeting with other people, and sometimes this happens sometimes when you're voting somebody onto a position in a board. So what happens is, you get into a meeting, first you vote up 10 people, let's say for example, that become the board members, and then within the board members, those 10 vote up, let's say, a president, a vice president, v'chule. So now what happens is, you have two people who are running for president. So they ask those two people, please step out of the room. Okay? You have 8 people left. We say, everyone please, if you want to vote for person A, raise your hand. They take down the notes. Person B, raise your hand. They take down the notes. 5-3. So now what happens, they come back into the room, they say, person B wins, 5-3. And he's Mr. President now. So when person A gets upset, what does he do? He says, he goes to his friend, he says, tell me who voted for me. Tell me who voted for me, tell me who didn't. You can't tell him that. If he tells him that, that's a problem of Rechilud. You're not allowed to tell him that. So these are things that are so practical. But he comes even more so. He comes in a more real life situation. You have somebody who sells, let's say, Judaica. Or he sells in a store. He has paintings, very famous paintings in a store. He has somebody come by. He sees a beautiful painting in the store. He comes into the store. He says, I want to purchase this painting. He says, okay, it's so beautiful, this, that. They're going back and forth. All of a sudden he checks. He says, I left my checkbook at home. I don't have my checkbook with me. Can you leave this painting on the side for me? I'll come back tomorrow. I'll bring my checkbook. I'll pay you with a check. The guy says, no problem. You have it. It's on the side. It's all yours. All of a sudden the next day, this guy comes back into the store. He sees the painting is gone. He goes to the owner. He says, what happened? I asked you to leave the painting on the side. So what does he say? He says, listen, this Levi came in, this other guy came in late last night. He saw this painting on the side, he was very interested. And he wanted it. He says, okay, why didn't you hold it for me? He said he grabbed it, and anything I tried to do, he would say, no, I'm taking it, I'm paying for it. And he paid me even more than you were offering, and he just paid it for me, and he left, and he took it. Now what does this guy, the owner, does? He makes Levi, he makes this other guy look bad, he makes this other guy look like it's his fault. Really, whose fault was it? What was the real end of that story? The real end of the story was the owner, he got a better deal. It's his friend. He has nice, you know, when someone buys something from you and they have like higher ups in certain things that you can get better ins. So you want to sell it to that guy so you can get a nice in. You give him a deal, you get nice ins. So yeah, you wanted to give him a deal so he can get a nice in on the inside. But what happens is now he's speaking rechil, he's speaking negative. And if it's really true, he's speaking bad about Levi. So this would be problematic in the laws of the Chafetz Chaim. In the Chafetz Chaim, this is something so practical, he says, that people always try to throw the blame onto somebody else, or on something else, on someone else, without taking the blame themselves, or without just, you know, saying, let's say for example, in the case of the board members, saying this matter, there's nothing else you can say but this. This matter is a private matter, and you're not supposed to know about it. You're not supposed to know who voted for you and who didn't vote for you. That's not supposed to be the point. If that's the point, it ruins everything, because then it causes strife, causes anger, causes fighting between one another. And he says, the Chafetz Chaim says, that all too often in these type of situations, really this guy, the store owner, is really just trying to cover up for himself. And he covers up for himself by speaking bad and blaming somebody else. And he says that the most important thing to do is not to blame somebody else, but to blame yourself. Look inside yourself and to see why you did what you did, to really realize what's wrong. You know, I once heard something, it's like a psychological idea. But he said sometimes you're looking into someone and you see someone's doing something wrong. Let's say, for example, you see somebody is, they're talking in Kanisa. They're talking while the Torah is being read. And you're looking at them and you're like, why are they doing that? Why are they talking in Kanisa? They're not supposed to be talking while the Torah is read. And you're upset and you get upset and angry. And then, once this happened to me and I went to my friend and I was talking to him about it. And then he said, you know, the real reason why you're upset? I said, what's the real reason? He said, anytime you're looking at somebody and you're upset with what they're doing, what they're acting, look inside yourself. Look inside yourself and ask yourself why you're upset. And I looked inside myself and I asked myself, and deep down really, if you make it a reflection of a mirror onto yourself, it's really deep down because that is something that you would have wanted to do, but you're told that you're not allowed to do. So because you're not allowed to do, you don't want anyone else to be able to do it either, psychologically. If you see somebody that is eating something that you're not allowed to eat, they don't keep it. They don't keep it to the same level as you. And they're eating something you're not allowed to, but it looks really good. It looks like it tastes really good. You get upset with them. Oh, you're not allowed to eat that. If it's somebody you don't care about and you don't care to eat the food, why would you get upset? If I don't care, unless genuinely a person comes to genuinely not like when somebody disrespects the Torah, that's a different story. But when a person is upset, a lot of times, and most times, that in fact, if you look inside yourself, you'll actually see that this is something that because you're not allowed to do it, you feel inclined to get upset when somebody else does it. And so that's something that if you psychologically put into your mind and phase into your mind, you'll actually be able to control your judging of other people as well. Because when you see somebody else doing something wrong, your first thought is not, why is he doing that? Your first thought is, why am I thinking that he's doing something wrong? Maybe it's because I want to be doing something wrong. Maybe he's not educated. And then you find the benefit of the doubt into educating that person. I thought it was just an interesting idea, relative to what we're saying here. But he finishes off the Chafetz Chaim, and he offers one final caution. He says that sometimes, I'm going to read it inside, it's very beautiful. He says that sometimes, the store owner will put the blame on his own shoulders. This guy, he sold something, he wasn't supposed to sell it to the second guy, he sold it to the second guy instead of the first guy. He puts the blame on his own shoulders and he says, I'm sorry. He says, it was my fault, so on and so forth. Someone came along with a better offer, I sold it to him, I wanted the better offer. And even though we had a verbal understanding, I gave it to the other guy. And he says, even in that case though, he's not supposed to reveal who that second person is. Meaning, even a situation where you actually are supposed to take the blame for yourself, you take it upon yourself, you do the right thing by taking the blame, don't throw the other guy under the bus, don't even mention the other guy's name. There is no constructive purpose and there's no benefit of the first buyer knowing who the second buyer was. Someone comes to you in jewelry, someone comes to you in anything, in tickets and this and that, and he wants to buy something, and you said, you got it, it's on the side, and then another person comes and offers you more. Even if you end up doing the wrong thing and you sell it and you take the blame, don't mention who the second person is. The first person and the second person should have no clue who one of another are. And when a person really does this, it's a real challenge, I think, in life. And it's a battle because you're bringing yourself to the point to really tell yourself that what you did is wrong and not put anybody else on the blame. And usually when someone gets, and I'll finish with this, when someone gets blamed for something, when someone points you down and say, why did you do this? But the way a human mind works is they always tend to try to find someone or something else to blame it on. And they never are able to just say, you know what, you're right, I'm sorry, I did something wrong. The goal in life is to be able to see where we make those mistakes, and on the spot when we get rebuked for them, thank you for telling me, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I'm going to work on it. Not try to find the reason why we did this, or find somebody else to blame it on. No, the reason why I was late is because this person, or my baby, or that. The reason why you're late is because you're late. The reason why I was late is because I woke up late, that's why. Don't try to find excuses and try to find other people to blame. And B'zad Hashem, when we build on this, we'll be able to see the true bracha and the true light that Hashem will pour out on us. Have a great day, gentlemen.